Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president, even before he arrived in London, talked about how he would adopt that very familiar French diplomatic tactic known as the empty chair. But I'm afraid to say I think it was a bit of an empty gesture, because I think you'll find that the French chair will be filled throughout the whole of the summit today by Nicolas Sarkozy. I think that what the French president was doing was playing to a domestic audience, an uneasy domestic audience, that this summit is obviously taking place in London, dominated by the British, and that the Americans, even though it's Barack Obama in office, French always a little wary of an American president, worried that it would be dominated by Britain and the United States. And he was saying, I will make sure that our key interests, which are to introduce much tighter regulation of financial markets, that I will be doing battle on that. And that was why yesterday evening we saw this joint press conference between Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, at the German embassy in London, saying we have these red lines and these red lines must be met. Usually when leaders talk about red lines, and the country that normally talks about red lines is Britain in its negotiations with the European Union. Normally when leaders talk about red lines and how they must be absolutely met, you can be pretty sure that they've already been met. So I don't think we'll be seeing too many temper tantrums and too many walkouts at the summit in London today.
France and Germany are calling for a new era of global regulation of banks on executive bonuses, hedge funds and offshore tax havens. Is there anything there that Gordon Brown and Barack Obama disagree with?
Well, I think there are disagreements. Where there's disagreement is where the emphasis should be. France and Germany are saying we think the emphasis should be on tighter regulation. Britain and the United States say, yeah, absolutely in favour of tighter regulation, but you know what you really should be doing is fiscal stimuli measures, because that's what really, really boosts an economy. So there are differences on the emphasis, but on these specific areas, these five red lines on the remuneration of traders, on tax havens, on things like securitisation, I think you'll find that the demands that France and Germany have made are really not impossible to meet. And on things like tax havens, well, you know, Gordon Brown has been talking almost of nothing else in the last few weeks about the importance of cracking down on tax havens. So, don't think there's going to be much of a problem there.
Now, Barack Obama visited Downing Street yesterday, and there was much warmer praise for Gordon Brown from Barack Obama than we saw when the Prime Minister visited Washington last month.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? You almost felt that Barack Obama had sort of decided to sort of turn on the charm, that Gordon Brown was sort of denied a joint press conference with Barack Obama in the White House when he went there last month, that Gordon Brown went to incredible efforts to find a present for the new president that sort of summed up the Anglo-American special relationship. And what did Gordon Brown get in return? He got a DVD collection. Barack Obama went out of his way, not just going into Downing Street, having the press conference in the Foreign Office, but also talking in glowing terms about Gordon Brown, and indeed in glowing terms about Britain and how marvellous the Queen is. So yes, you really got the impression that he was slightly trying to make up for a bit of ground lost in the last month or so.
So do you expect Gordon Brown to be happy at the end of today, Nick?
Gordon Brown has decided that the G20 summit is a key moment in his premiership. He's also decided that his relationship with Barack Obama is important for him, and they are coming together in London. But while there may be smiles, while there may be sun, while there may be praise from Barack Obama, what will matter is what is agreed at the G20 summit and what is its impact. And if we're finding that the world economy is not picking up by the summer, not picking up by the end of the year, then all those smiles and all those warm words may not count for a great deal as we head into the general election in the spring, summer next year.